Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big 6-7 curve, that's woke. Especially if he got the fully equipped kid on it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch of town, she was whoa. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
whoa.
Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean,
whoa.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist,
whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like,
whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Lost the boots, went from 2/10 like,
whoa.
Baggy wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like,
whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like,
whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like,
whoa.
Run like they had the manpower like,
whoa.
More or less, more so, I risk it talk so, I live the fast life. Come through in the front slow like,
whoa.
My niggas like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, night clothes like,
whoa.
East Bay with cocaine like,
whoa.
Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like,
whoa.
100 miles an hour switching lanes like,
whoa.
Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like,
whoa.
Finger near nigga asshole like,
whoa.
Team floss bitches and bitches like,
whoa.
9-9 tag been poop like,
whoa.
Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like,
whoa.
Grenade through your window, bitch, like,
whoa.
Love to see me do this shit like,
whoa.
Niggas put me through this shit like,
whoa.
So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like,
whoa.
And risk it's all slow, live a fast life. Come through in the ball slow like,
whoa.
My niggas like dough, like roll, nitro, my flow, nice flows like,
whoa.
We bag it, then flip it like,
whoa.
Cars we jack it, then strip it like,
whoa.
Fully equipment, front to back like,
whoa.
Spitting on fiends that come for crack like,
whoa.
Asking for shorts and shit, nigga like,
whoa.
Half on this quote, now nigga that's,
whoa.
Flow so properly, you'll see I'm woke. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like,
whoa.
Guns be popping, be retreat like,
whoa.
Hear my name in these streets, it's like,
whoa.
Must I pound the concrete like,
whoa.
Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like,
whoa.
Your man ain't,
whoa.
The judge ain't,
whoa.
COs ain't,
whoa.
POs ain't,
whoa.
Play yourself, I get the D.I. Joe. D.I.C. K. Riders ain't,
whoa.
I rip the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the boss flow like,
whoa.
My niggas like dough, like roll, like roll. My flow, like flow, like roll. Niggas getting money in VA is,
whoa.
Honey's looking right in ATL is,
whoa.
Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is,
whoa.
Bitches taking paper in LA is,
whoa.
Niggas stacking dough in DC is,
whoa.
Beyond DR, hold me down like,
whoa.
Ballers in Detroit, hold me down like,
whoa.
Niggas in New Orleans getting money is,
whoa.
Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is,
whoa.
Florida niggas and Philly niggas is,
whoa.
Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is,
whoa.
Memphis and Little Rock, my niggas is,
whoa.
Panama niggas, they hold me down like,
whoa.
My New York people, they hold me down like,
whoa.
Bad boy nigga, where this bomb we,
whoa.
Alumni bitches, where this bomb we,
whoa.
And CSC, motherfuckers is,
whoa.
My nigga fuck out, where this bomb he,
whoa.
That's the top story go. Whoever I forgot on this shit is,
whoa.
Yeah, we live from Harlem. You know what it is. It's your man DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building, and I'm looking at my man right here. I'm looking at my boy right here in the background. I know we was going to give Black Rob some love. That's our homie. We grew up with him, and you know, rest in peace to my brother, you know what I'm saying, from my neighborhood, East Side Stand Up. But I didn't want y'all to play the cursing version. Now, lucky I don't fire y'all. We all laughing and joking. But we in the building, East Side in the building, Harlem in the building. Shout out to everybody on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, College Underground Radio, all the platforms we on. Shout out to everybody in the building. But as promised, we got super, 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 super guests in the building today. We got the duo, the brothers in the building, Dawkins and Dawkins in the building, super producers. Welcome to the show.
What's up?
Welcome to the show. Oh, this is an honor, man. We played some of I think we done played all your hits up in here, man, to be real with you, man.
We appreciate it.
Now, you know, first of all, let's let the people know where you're calling from.
We on the West Coast, on the left coast, rather. I'm in L.A. My brother's in Tacoma, Washington. Actually, we're together now. I just came up here to surprise him. You know, we wanted to be together for the album release, which is today. So we're in the same building right now. So we're up in Tacoma, Washington.
Wow, that's what's up. Now, like, how did it all start for you guys? Who influenced you to do what you do?
Wow, that's a family thing. You know, we grew up in church, like most R&B and, you know, gospel, you know, most artists that are really hitting it, you know, they grew up in church and they got their start there. So we started playing and singing with my mom, and she was over the music at the church. And then we started after we got a little bit older, maybe 17, 18, we connected with another gospel group from out of Detroit called Commission, and we connected with those guys. They gave us an opportunity to hit the road with them and get in the studio and learn our craft a little bit more. So that's basically how we got our start. But it's been, you know, it was church. Church was the backbone of how we got everything that we have right now.
Now, even though, you know, church is your background, you guys produce some of the best love songs in the game. Like, how did the transition go? Like, how did the transition go from church to producing some songs for Chris Brown, Christina Aguilera, Marcus Houston, Tank, and just to name a few?
You know, it wasn't that much of a transition from the sound as much as it was just the lyrical content. And we strongly believe, like, you know, any Christian that has a solid relationship with God, and who is love, you know, love, God is love, love is God, we should be able to write some of the best love songs, period. You know, so we place our love for God in the middle of those lyrics. And some people can, you know, you can take away whatever you want from it. So, you know, some of the love songs we write, of course, they're situational, but then some of the love songs can absolutely be sung toward God. But as far as the ones that we wrote, like, you know, Tyrese, how you gonna act like that, you know, stuff like that for him, and even the ones that I wrote for Chris Brown, you know, I consider what I do as a gift, and, you know, it all comes from God.
Yeah.
It's no different than, you know, when some of the hardest hip-hop heads come up from winning an award, and the first thing they say, I like to thank God, because without God, it wouldn't be possible. So for us, it's more of a style than it is, you know, our lifestyle is one thing, but I tell people all the time, I don't let my occupation, you know, cross with my salvation or my relationship. So it's a job to us, and I believe God has given us a gift to write, you know, for any genre that we, you know, any door that we walk in. If it's country, we can write it. If it's hip hop, we can write it. If it's R&B, we can write it. If it's some, it could be some polka coming along sometime. I'll try that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a gift.
And I feel that, because when I listen to the new single, you know, even though it's a gospel song, it does have a romantic feel and the gospel feel to it. It still has that
R&B.
It still got an R&B feel to it that, you know, you can hear it on BLS or something like that. But at the same time, is you still can feel the message in it at the same time. So I was checking that out myself.
Our foundation, of course, is church. But we used to, when we were able to kind of sneak away and listen to stuff, we listened to people like Stevie Wonder, you know, the Gap Band, Earth, Wind & Fire, Donnie Hathaway, you know, the ones that was, like, doing it back in the, you know, in the 80s. Midnight Star, Atlantic Star,
Jazz Band.
We got a lot of the gumbo that we call, you know, music, we got a lot of it from those different eras and just kind of tailored it to what we liked. And this is what you get from it. Like, there's another song on this album called That Love. I promise you, people, I almost hate to say it, but I'm sure there's some people gonna get pregnant to that song.
I hear that. Well, you know, you probably got a bunch of kids pregnant already. Millions of kids out there.
We probably do. We probably
blame on you guys anyway, you know? If you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, from Avant to, you know, I can name a bunch, you know? Now, what I want to ask you is, like, you guys been in the game a while. Now with the digital situation going on, how do you feel is different? And if you had the power to change something, what would that be?
Well, you know, I think because of the streaming and digital aspect, it brings a challenge to folks that are reluctant to make the transition. My thing is that I wish that, you know, that CDs and stuff were still available for people because people wanted to have something they could put in their hands and kind of manipulate, even if they put it in their phones or put it in their computer and still listen to it, they still want something that they can have tangible. But, you know, I wish that was still the same. But I think and it affects as well the revenue, how the money flows and stuff like that. But, you know, we go with the flow and we realize things are changing or things have changed. And we're able to make the adjustment and we can either change or people are going to change us. You know, we're going to be out.
Yeah,
you know?
Get left behind.
Yeah.
But one thing that's I think because we are very aware of the state of the music industry as far as streaming and downloading is concerned, we're prepared to give a lot of music to our fans and the listeners and new fans even. So we have a lot of stuff that we want to put out there. You know, we put Volume 1 out today. So that should tell you right there we got some more coming. We're not saying when, but we definitely have more music coming, and I know that'll give us an edge as far as the streaming is concerned. The more content you have out there, the better your chances are for people to hear you.
Yeah.
So we're just willing to give people as much as we can.
And give you something to play.
Yeah, give you something to play. Absolutely.
Now, when you work with Chris Brown, he was basically young, and y'all did a song called "Your Man Ain't Me." Like, what was the inspiration to write that and create that whole song for him?
Well, for me, this is Eric speaking. When I was with the Underdogs, a lot of the concepts, like we were really, really concept-driven writing and production team. That particular song, each one of us at some point have gone through the relationship where you see a girl or a chick that's with some deadhead or whatever, and you want to make sure that you let her know, listen, what you need to be doing. It's almost like that cut that zero, give this hero kind of thing, to coin a phrase. Mm. Cut that zero, give this hero. But it was more of a, let me show you what a real man is supposed to treat you like.
Right.
You know, and it kind of developed from that. And all of us, I'm sure you've been in a situation where you saw one of your homegirls in a situation you knew wasn't right for her, but you knew what you could provide for her, what you could do for her. And it's just, you know, kind of spitting game, that type of thing. And Chris was young, so we wanted to have something that was edgy, but not it didn't age him out. Like, it wasn't too old for him to sing.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that joint. We're going to play it for the people. All right. We got the producers, super producers, Dawkins and Dawkins in the building. This is Chris Brown,
yes,
Your Man Ain't Me. It was one of the hottest joints on the that was his first album, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, that was his first album.
All right. So let's do that, y'all. You know how we do it. We live from Harlem.
You've been going through it, huh? Yeah, I know. And I know your man ain't been treating you right. But your man ain't me. Girl, I bet that he be acting all cocky like he deserves you. And you so lucky to be with him. Bet he be treating you rude. Always got an attitude. Like he's the only dude made for you. Oh. Like me coming round, giving you things to think about, cause I know what's up. If you ain't trying to step it up, don't you think you should give him up, cause he ain't worth the love. Stop tripping, I know you got a man, but girl,
I bumped that in my car. You know what I'm saying?
So absolutely.
Now, you know, like, when you listen back to some of the joints you did back in the days, how do it make you feel to, you know, how do it make you feel to, like, now?
It's, you know, it's gratifying for me because I still have people that approach me and say those songs were, like, some of their favorite songs when they was growing up, you know, It's always flattering to hear people talk about their stuff, and you know, even the love that we get from cats in the industry, like, you know, people that we listen to that we admire, like the Teddy Rileys and Guy and Boys to Men and you know, those kind of cats, they listen to us, and you know, not even knowing that they were our fans, you know, when we got chances to meet them and work with them. You know, we're like, yo, man, we've been following y'all for you know, X amount of years. And they'd be like, yo, we've been following y'all for X amount of years. So it's always good to hear that, you know, and know that people appreciate, you know, what your contribution is to the music industry. So it's always a good feeling to listen to that stuff.
Who was the very first, you know, you would say the big, you guys' first big artist, your first big break, and your first big song? Who was that?
It'd be Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese was the biggest.
Well,
I had done Christina Aguilera stuff, and
then
Tyrese. Yeah. But yeah, Christina was one of the biggest, I think.
Yeah.
Pop, because you know that pop is a different. That's a different check.
I hear that. See, that's something you young producers need to know. He just schooled you real quick. He said the pop is a different check.
Oh, for real.
Wow, that's deep. Now I'm gonna get you in trouble a little bit right now. If you could make a super album with any artist, who would be some of the artists you guys would pick?
A super album?
Mm. Yeah, your dream team album, so to say.
Well, let's do it like this. For the male. Super albums. We got to do two. We got to do a female one, and then we got to do a male one.
Yeah.
So for the male one, Absolutely, Joe would be on there.
Yeah.
Joe, that's the homie. Stokely. Actually, I would hit Chris up, Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris.
Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Mario. Usher.
Yeah.
I think those would be my ones to create like a super album for the men.
Mm. That's crazy.
And for the women though, we have to go with Layla.
Layla, Brandy. Jasmine.
Yes.
And her.
I'm gonna throw
a wild one in there. Toni Braxton, give it that mature sound.
Wow, you guys made some super hot albums just now. I can see them work. Now, when y'all hooked up with Tyrese, it was kind of like the beginning of his career. He was like kind of coming off the commercial, right? Like because everything was just kicking off for him. How did y'all came up with that song, the inspiration to that one? How we going to act like that?
Well, yeah, he had come off of Sweet Lady.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, popping, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Like, so the task was try to come up with something that could live in that same area, but, you know, give him a little more mature sound. So How You Gonna Act Like That was, you know, another one of them situations, me and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we sitting around talking. And just thinking about different scenarios that we'd all been through, and putting it together is that one chick like, yo, really? You gonna act like that after I done did this, and this?
Yep.
Really? That's what we doing?
Yeah.
How you gonna act like that? And it's like, it's really a conversation. And I tell people all the time, the best songs come from conversations.
Yep.
So we would sit around and just talk about our lives, basically. And something would come out of it, and that was literally one situation that a couple of us had dealt with, and it just you know, it developed on paper and ended up being to date Tyrese's biggest song.
So we got them in the building, super producers. I know y'all love this one. This is Tyrese, How You Gonna Act Like That. And these are the brothers that put it together. So not only are they your favorite producers, but they're your favorite artists at the same time. So let's get into this Beach Stew Radio. Let's do it. Hold up. We had a little technical difficulty with my boy. If you get ready to play the wrong song.
Seems like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I swooped you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah.
I was single, you were lonely, and we fell in love.
We would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Maybe you hang up, no, you hang up on three hang up.
I bought you with my picture, and I gave you everything. How you gonna
hurt and leave me now? How you gonna act like that? How you gonna change it up? We just finished making up. How you gonna act like that? How you gonna act like we don't be making love? You know we be tearing it up, breaking stuff that get a love. How you gonna
shining even when it rains.
I'll be the one to get you. I'll be the one to make you.
That's a dope joint right there. Super, super, super dope.
Yo, just a fun fact for people that don't know, like all that background singing, that's me. And even there's an ad lib right at the end that's me, because people don't know this, but that version was really, it wasn't even mixed yet, so it was still kind of in demo form, but it got leaked.
Mm-hmm.
So my vocals are still on there, so I'm singing all over that. And Tyrese will tell you too, he's like, he says we do duets, because I'm singing a lot of his stuff. So
that joint is hot, man.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. It came out, it was real strong. It came out in a real time when R&B was really doing good, you know, really doing good at a time. Like, now I don't know, you know, like when I listen to R&B now, it's really nobody blowing like the way y'all was blowing and hitting those notes like that. It's really nobody doing that. It's like, it's really kind of just easy. I don't want to say it like that, but it's kind of almost like easy going. Like they just...
No, that's the way it is.
It's like...
It is.
Just lyrics, like some effects and some lyrics, but it ain't really like in y'all day, y'all actually blew and made it really tight back in the day.
Yeah, it was heartfelt. It was like real situations. Like, it wasn't a whole bunch of let me hit it and run type stuff. That's kind of what we were subjected to today. But no, we was writing real love songs, and we were challenging the people that we work with to sing them and deliver them the way we wrote them, because I was doing all the demos. Like, so I'm singing it, and, you know, when they hear it, they know, oh, okay, I can't just do anything on this joint. Like, funny story, shoulda, coulda, woulda for Brian McKnight was around that same time. I'll never forget the day he was in the studio cutting the song. It's some stuff that I did on the demo, and if he hears this, he'll probably get mad, but I don't care. There's some stuff I did on the demo that was a little bit outside of what, you know, outside of his wheelhouse. But he kept trying to do it, and I was like, do something else. He's like, nah, I want to do that. Getting frustrated, but it was a thing. Like, we challenged people to really sing these songs, like, deliver this song. Like, when you sing this song live,
right,
I want you to feel like you did something when you come off stage after singing this song.
Right.
And that's what we challenged them to do. You don't get that today. You'll get a cool verse and then a repeat. Like, it's a bunch of copy-paste type stuff.
So you guys never thought about doing like your own label and developing a bunch of new artists?
I think for us, we like to stay creative more, and, you know, having a label, it takes more time than I think we were really wanting to give to having a label. So being creative, being behind the scenes is a lot less stressful for us, and we can create more. Because I'm actually in an executive position now at the label that we're signed to. I'm the president of A&R, of Legacy Music Group. And, you know, there are days I have to wear both hats. Like, I'm in artist mode now, but after this call, I'm going to have to go into executive mode because we got other stuff, you know, other business to deal with as far as that. And I know for me, it's a cool situation because it's our album, our project, and it's a family label.
Yep.
But I think if I was working for somebody like, you know, Warner or Atlantic or, you know, Universal or something like that, it would probably, I don't think I would have as much fun doing it because it takes more away from my creative side.
Now, the new single, In My Feelings, what was the inspiration behind that?
Well, basically, In My Feelings is a song that comes out of, it's basically a song that, you know, we kind of go through things and life gets kind of crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, you think about, wow, I've been through this stuff, but I still, you know, I know God still loves me. I know that I still have a much life ahead of me. And it's a song of gratitude, honestly. You know, in my feelings, a lot of times, especially in songs and stuff, there's a negative context to it. But this song, we wanted to bring a positive context to being all up in our feelings. When you think about, you know, how life has been, you know, how life has been challenging, but at the same time, you've always got God to lean on. You've always got, you know, God in your corner, and it just makes us feel like, hey, I'm all in my feelings about God. So that's what the song is about.
Well, we want to thank you guys before we let you go when we get into this, man, for coming through, man. It was an honor definitely to have you guys on the show, man. I feel very blessed. You know, I always wanted to meet you guys. I heard about your hits. I read about you. You know, you guys are legends, and a lot of producers try to be like you guys. So I just want to let you know, man, we've really been honored. And if you ever in Harlem, you know, the Corona thing is down now, so we're getting the TV station back up. We would love to have you back on and do it all again.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Love to come
no
through.
No question. Whenever we back on the East Coast and we in New York, we definitely got to come through.
All right. So we're going to get into this joint. We're going to head out with this joint. This is Dawkins and Dawkins in My Feelings. You know I only play the hot joints. And once again, we thank the brothers for coming through. And we'll see y'all on the show next time. But let's get out with this joint right here. Once again, it's the hot joint, Beef Stew Radio.
Yes, sir.
I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. I lose my way once in a while. But because of the grace you keep on showing me, let me know I'm gonna be okay, and everything gonna be alright. That emotional plea, I hit you with now and then. If you get me out of this, I'll never do it again. And all I can say is I'm thankful today. I'm amazed at how you love me this way. And I know that you're not finished, but I think I'm gonna need a minute. Cause
you got me all up in my feelings.
Ain't nobody ever done the things you're doing for me. If I really think about it, you're just what I need.
You got me all up in my feelings.
Nothing else for you to prove, but you keep on coming through. That's what you do. So don't ever change. I really like feeling this way.
And I've never been so willing.
So willing.
All up in my feelings.
Now who said a man was not supposed to cry? It must have been somebody that didn't have you in their life.
Cause it don't take a whole lot for me
to have to pull over to the shoulder so I can dry my eyes. Cause I remember the time I could've lost my life. And it chokes me up every time. And all I can say is that I'm so thankful today. Still amazing how you love me this way. And I know that you're not finished, but I think I'm gonna need a minute. Cause
you got me all up in my feelings.
Ain't nobody the things you're doing for me, yeah.
You got me all up in my feelings.
Ain't no getting around it. If I really think about it, you're just what I need.
You got me all up in my feelings.
Nothing else for you to prove, but you keep on coming through. That's just what you do.
So don't ever change.
Cause I really like feeling this way.
And I've never been so willing.
Yeah.
All up in my feelings.
Life on, and can't nobody tell me different.
There's more for me in a day.
Mm-hmm. Like rocking me to sleep and then loving me awake.
I may never know why
he chose me. I don't deserve it. My cry must have hurt it, and that's enough for me. And my feelings is where I'm gonna be.
You got me all up in my feelings.
Feeling.